My name is Cherim Nuruddini. I'm a refugee from Kosovo. I came to the UK in April 1999. When I arrived in the UK, I was airlifted from the refugee camp in Macedonia. So I was brought over here by UK government as part of humanitarian evacuation during the Kosovan War. And I was sent to Derbyshire in a reception centre, and I lived there for about 4 months. And I moved to Derby as part of resettlement for eight months. I was working for Refugee Action in Derby. And I got made redundant, obviously, because of the funding. And then there was a vacancy of work in Bristol. Until that point, I had no idea that Bristol even existed. So I applied for the job and moved to Bristol in August 2000. I just moved on a weekend and I started work on Monday straight away, and I didn't have anywhere to live. So I lived at a youth hostel association near the water, and my first morning I woke up around 4 o'clock in the morning from the noises of seagulls. That was my first impression, and it gave me a feeling of, you know, seaside town, although we're not, but the noises of seagulls were just absolutely crazy. So it took me about 2 weeks to find somewhere to live. I never lived in my own because we were a family of eight back home. I've got five siblings and parents. So it was quite a shock. I lived in a bedsit and I was on my own and I didn't know anybody in town. It was a little bit difficult, you know, start. But I just made Bristol a home. I liked Bristol and I haven't looked back. I lived all my life in the city I was born, in Pristina, which is capital of Kosovo. There was not much of a multiculturalism, but I always had an open mind for other cultures and other places and on, you know, in Europe as well as the world, but I never had a chance to travel. And it just happened, you know, in the tragedy, it happened that I had to leave and I came here. And, you know, so I just loved Bristol from the outset. It's a very vibrant city. It's very multicultural and very easygoing. People are very friendly. In the beginning, it was quite overwhelming because, you know, something that you've never experienced before. And as simple things as, you know, sitting next to somebody who's from, let's say, Africa, because to be quite honest with you, I've never met any black person before I came to UK. And I enjoy that part of Bristol as well, because we are very well integrated and very well, you know, mixed bunch of people. My partner is English. Yeah, I met her through the work. And we've been together for 12 years now. We've got two little girls. They're, let's say, 90% English, 10% Kosovans. I teach them about, you know, the roots and, you know, where I come from, and I take them very often back home. But they are very much English and Bristolian because they were born and bred here. In the morning when I take kids to school, I see loads of different families, like Somalis and West Indies, and as well as from, you know, Pakistan or India or Middle East. Different languages going on at the same time, but still playing together in the same place. It just feels wonderful.